Hi, you're listening to Vicky of SingleMotherAhoy.com, and this is my second podcast. Thank you to everybody who listened last week. I was really nervous about putting it out. I'm not really sure why, to be honest. I think probably the technicalities of having like put bits on the beginning and the end and it not sounding terribly professional. But I was really unsure of myself, and it took me 2 weeks between recording it and posting it before I finally had the nerve. So thank you to everybody who said nice things, and I've had some good feedback. I've not had any bad, so it obviously wasn't bad enough to make people cross enough to shout at me, so that's pretty good. If you didn't like it, can you just not tell me, please? So this is my second one. This week I'm going to talk about blogging and why I blog and why other people blog. I think people blog for a lot of different reasons. Being a parent blogger, a lot of the posts that you read on other sites about blogging are about blogging for business and to make money and that side of things, but I don't blog for that. I never have. I started off, I had a live journal blog in about 1990 something, maybe a little bit later, but certainly very early on, and I used to update it maybe like 6 or 7 times. Live journal, for anyone who doesn't know, live journal is different to the normal kind of blogging community that you have these days, in that you have your blog, but it was kind of like a cross between a blog and Facebook, really. It was a precursor to Facebook because you would join communities and you would post either to your blog or to the community with whatever you were going to say. And then you would have like a friends list, which was a list of all of the blog posts of all the people you followed. And you would kind of go through it like that. And I actually made some really fantastic close friends through that blog, through that website. And it was a pretty basic platform. I think they've changed it a lot now. I saw there's an article the other day that they've started hosting video content. When I first started using it, it didn't host anything except for text. So if you wanted a picture on your blog, you had to upload it to, I can't remember the name of the site, but another site, any other site basically, and then put some HTML in your page. So if you were able to put HTML, I remember when I first learned to do HTML, and I learned how to put a border around my post, around my picture, and then I learned how to do different coloured text and things, and it was like, wow, look what I did. And everyone was like, yeah, we've been doing that for ages, but it was like a big deal. That blog, for reasons I won't go into, I kind of knocked on the head around about 2006, 2007, and didn't really touch it again until I started to have my breakdown. I started posting things in there. And then again, when I was pregnant, I think I was posting things in there, but on the whole, it's just not been used. It's still there. It's still live. A lot of it is protected for various reasons, obvious ones mostly. And I tend to go back and kind of mine it for information from time to time, for kind of content for pieces or to remember how I was feeling about things. But I don't really use live journal anymore. I think a lot of people that used to use it, certainly a lot of the people that I met through it, have moved over to Facebook, and I'm friends with them on there, so there's not much call for it really. So then later on, 2012, I've just had a baby. She's tiny, she's premature, she's jaundiced. I'm petrified, I don't know what to do. I'm terrified that somebody's going to figure out I've got no clue what I'm doing and that I'm actually a crap mother and they're going to take her away from me. Whenever she's kind of even the slightest bit ill, I'm like, oh my gosh, what do I do? Do I go to A&E? Do I call the doctor? What do I do? I didn't have any kind of clue about how to be a mother, and the whole thing terrified me from the beginning. And one day I can't even remember what it was, but I wrote this thing about being a single parent, just a short little bit about how hard it is and being strong and all that business. Because people used to say all the time, you're so strong. And I go, I don't really feel very strong at all, really. I posted that on my Facebook as a note, and a friend of mine said to me, have you thought about writing a blog? And I thought of live journal, of my kind of live journal days where I'd write these like 6 or 7 angsty posts with a little bit of HTML and a lot of whining, basically. And I just went, no, I'm not doing that. And she went, oh, I think you should have a look. I think you'd get on with it. So I made one on Blogger. I thought of the name in about an hour. I didn't really put a lot of thought into it. I know you're supposed to really think about these things, but I really didn't, because I really didn't think that anybody would read it. I thought I would just write my thoughts down just to get them out of my head, really, to be honest. It's done reasonably well, actually. I'm really, really proud of it, actually, in the way that it's come. It's been going now for about two and a bit years. I've met a lot of nice people through it. I've been to some nice things and all that business. But the main reason that I started writing it was to have that validation, because when you're a single parent and you've got a small child, and I'd never spent time with babies before, really, not like in that respect. I used to look after my sisters, but when they were a lot older, I'd never been responsible for deciding when it was time to change a nappy, or deciding when it was time to feed, or deciding when it was time to go to bed. And it was like, oh my gosh, like, who do I ask? What do I do? Am I doing the right thing? And I had no confidence at all about anything. So the main reason I started the blog was really to have that validation of somebody saying to me, no, you're doing okay. And so that if I was doing something wrong, someone would tell me and I could change it and I wouldn't get into trouble. I had this terrible fear that my health visitor would find out that I was completely clueless and take my child away. I really thought she would. And I had this, fear that I couldn't upset the health visitor. I had to do everything that she said. She didn't say set up a blog, but I felt like if I had a blog and I was writing everything down, then it would be kind of a documentation of, look, see, she's trying, she's doing the best she can. And also that somebody would probably say to me, no, you probably shouldn't sit the baby on its head. You know, somebody would say something to me. So it was that, and it was kind of to feel like I was a good mum and doing the right thing. And then very quickly that kind of evolved into, actually, I don't give a shit what you think. Actually, I think I'm a good mum. I know my child is happy and I don't need that validation anymore. Now I think I keep it going because I like to show off my child. I think she's pretty awesome. I like to go, look, look, she picked up a thing. Look, look, she did this. Like silly little things that, because there's nobody else here, there's nobody, the one other person on the planet who should care as much as I do, doesn't give a shit. Is not interested at all, has not been interested for a very long time. And it's very difficult when your child smiles for the first time or takes their first steps to know that, yeah, you know, nanny's going to be happy about that. Your brothers and sisters will be happy about that. Nobody's going to have that, oh my God, nobody will have that feeling because that person is, well, I won't go into where that person is, but that person was not sitting next to me on the sofa going, oh my God, look, oh. And the blog has been very much about the fact that that was missing, both from my perspective of having somebody there with me, but also as Samara grows up, this sounds really silly, but I really want her to know that she really was treasured and loved, and that I did do the whole, oh my God, look, my child just ate a pea business. I really want her to be able to see that as she grows up, and not at all feel that she's missed out through not having a father in her life. Gosh, that's a bit deep, isn't it? So yeah, I do that, but also I think the blog is kind of, it's reignited my love of writing, and I've really enjoyed writing it. So a lot of the stuff now that I write is not anything to do with Samara specifically. It's to do with other things that I just want to write about. And so I get, you know, I have that side of it too, and I quite enjoy that. And I'm kind of expanding that side of it, doing other things. And obviously, having my blog and from writing and learning how to write that, I've begun to write blog posts for clients, for businesses on various different topics. And I really enjoy that. That's really good fun for me. And it's great that I can sit at home and basically do what I love and get paid for it. It's always good fun when that happens. I wrote a post a while back about how everybody should write a blog. I went to a blogging convention last summer, and people were asking, you know, what's your blog? What's it called? How old is it? And I said mine was at the time less than 2 years old. So I said I was about 18 months. And this other lady, who I won't name her, but her blog had been going for a long time. And she sort of made some comment about there's so many new bloggers around these days, you don't know who's who. While I can totally get the sentiment of that, because I'm often really bad at tying up the person I've been chatting to on Twitter with their blog or what their child is called or, you know, defining moments in their life. It all sort of blurs into one and I can't pick people out. But I don't think it's a bad thing that there are so many bloggers out there. I think it's fantastic because everybody has their own voice. If you go back even kind of 30, 40 years, it was very much, you know, people who had been chosen to go on television or the radio broadcasting their opinion or, you know, their view of things to the rest of us, and we would be quite passive and sit there. And now anybody can get up and write a blog about whatever they want. And as long as they're not inciting hatred or something, they can do as they please. And I think that's fantastic. I think it's great that everyone can have a voice. I think it's great that so many children are going to grow up, and not just have, like when I was a kid, there were four of us when I was very small, and we had a Polaroid camera, but Polaroid camera films are expensive. So there weren't many pictures taken purely because it was expensive, an expensive business. My dad didn't have a great job, my mum didn't work. And it was, you know, they were expensive and there were four of us. So there weren't a lot of pictures taken, relatively speaking. Although, when you compare my childhood to somebody born even 10 or 20 years before me, there are even fewer. And you go back through the generations, and maybe you'll have one picture of a person when they were a baby and then their wedding day and kind of nothing in between. I think it's fantastic now that we've got generations of children growing up where everything's documented. So they don't have to kind of go, oh, what, you know, I'm sure I used to have like a little red trike thing. I vaguely remember. They can go back and look. It's things are changing. And I think they're changing for the better. I think it's fantastic that everybody has blogs. I think it's fantastic there are so many parent bloggers. I think, you know, each to his own. If you want to do this, that and the other with your blog, if you want to do that, if you want to have a podcast or a, I don't know whether you say vlog or vlog, apparently it's vlog, but I'm so down with the kids, aren't I? If you want to do that, do it. I don't care. It's fantastic. I think it's great. I think it's great from a historical perspective because, you know, like I say, if I look for my grandparents, there are pictures of my granddad in his uniform when he was in the army. It's probably pictures of my nan when she was little. There's not much in between. There's their wedding day. There's, you know, christenings of their children, that kind of business. But there's not a lot there to know what their day-to-day life was like. And yeah, I know when we blog, we tend to leave out, who was it? Somebody wrote a fantastic post about, well, you know, you're the child of a blogger when you're told you have to play with the toy in front of the good wall in the living room. Like there's this, I know that we cut out, we try and take pictures with something nice in the background or, you know, we don't like, oh, let me just move that pile of washing before you sit there kind of thing. But it's still giving much more of an idea to people in 100 years time of what our lives were like. What people were doing. Children's history lessons in 10 years' time are going to be done online, aren't they? Looking at these things. I think that's fantastic. I think it's really, really good. I think everyone should do it. For me, what I'm doing might be complete, well, it is completely different to what, you know, other people are doing. I don't think there's anything to be gained by comparing yourself to others, either in a chart or kind of looking at somebody else's blog and going, oh, I'm not doing that. Perhaps I should be doing that. Perhaps you should do whatever you want to do and balls to everybody else, frankly. I think it's fantastic. I love blogs. I love blogging. I love reading other people's blogs. I like the fact that the Weekend Blog Hop, plug, has evolved from being, it started off, we were just mainly getting parent bloggers in because obviously Laura and I are both parent bloggers. It's evolved from that into being very much all sorts of bloggers. We get blogs from all different walks of life. And it's really interesting to see that it's not just the parent blogger community out there. There are so many different types of blogs and you don't have to fit into any sort of a hole. You can do what you want. So I do bits about parenting. I do bits about current affairs, whatever. Doesn't matter. Gosh, I've been gibbering on a lot longer this week. I think I've got used to the sound of my own voice. Sorry. I'd love to know why other people blog. Why do you blog? Why do you sit in front of your computer? And some of these blogs are so beautiful. What makes you do that? It's because you want to show off your ideas. You just like nice coloured things. Some of these blogs are really fantastic. A lot of them. I've never really come across a blog where I've gone, God, that's awful. People put so much time and energy into them and a lot of people don't earn money off of it. So I'd love to know what makes you do that, what makes you come back every week, every day and keep going at it. And do leave a comment or record your own podcast. Why not? The world is your oyster. That's all from me and I'll be back again next week.